Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The state of Connecticut had its indoor track and field championships, and they had their winners and losers for state records, male and female competitions. And this happened. Two male runners are dominating high school girls track. Terry Miller, and I'm going to hopefully not butcher the name too bad, Andrea Yearwood, took first and second place in the state open indoor track championships. Both Terry and Andrea are biological males who identify as transgender girls, and they're competing against girls in the state championships. And they finished 1-2. Now, one of the competitors in the race spoke up, Selena Soule, and she says she's a female runner that's being forced to compete against male runners. She says, "We all know the outcome of the race before it even starts, and it's demoralizing. I fully support and am happy for these athletes being true to themselves. They should have the right to express themselves in school. But athletics have always had extra rules to make sure the competition is fair." By the way, the runners dominate the competition, and I quote, at the outdoor state championships in 2018. Dominating the competition. I know that political correctness is not something I do really well on this show, so I will apologize in advance. But I agree with Selena, and I agree with the other females who are being asked to run against males. That's not fair. And yes, before you tell me, well, life isn't fair, learn about it. Life ain't fair. Yeah, life isn't fair. You're absolutely correct. Life is not fair. But asking biological females to compete against biological males in athletic competitions isn't fair. And we have all of these rules that are put in place in order to try to keep competitions fair, to try to make sure that all the competition is on the up and up. This competition is not on the up and up. Why? Because far too many people have lost their voices. And in my mind, lost their common sense. That females are having to compete against biological males in athletic competition. The state of Connecticut, and it's just the first, by the way. It's expected that 3 to 5 more states will be following suit. Female competition, male competition. And not to be disrespectful, but it should be really easy to determine what gets you in one competition and what gets you in another. And as politically correct as we want to be, as socially woke as we want to be, asking those females where they've worked their whole lives and competed in competitions they've learned and battled and to ask them to then, at their big stage, which, by the way, can lead to college scholarships and opportunities in life for them to get the acclaim, when they're being denied it because they're being put at a distinct athletic disadvantage, Are you okay with this? You think this is right? Just wanted to say that at least one person hasn't lost their voice. Hopefully you haven't either. Have you seen what's going on in State College, Pennsylvania? You know, the village of State College. Jerry Sandusky is trying to get a new trial. He's trying to get his conviction overturned on 45 counts of child molestation. And right now, he's trying to get a new trial. And one of the reasons that he's finding a lot of support for getting a new trial is because a lot of the Penn State truthers are still out there trying to create some sort of a false narrative that the victims in this case, the numerous victims in this case, the overwhelming number of victims in this case, they're all lying. And then you've got the Paterno deniers. Oh, he didn't know anything about this. Joe Pa didn't know a thing about this. What? What? Joe Paterno, he didn't know anything about this. It's 2019, and we're still having to deal with that story. And people, in their desire to get the Joe Paterno statue put back up, need to find a way to say, well, the entire story was a lie. All of those victims making it up. One of our own coaching staff and an ex-player that saw it happen, well, he, you know, Joe Paterno knew nothing about it, even though we are documented that he went to his house, contacted him, talked to him about it. He knew nothing about it. It's 2019. And we are still dealing with this story. You know why? Because in a warehouse, some dusty warehouse in State College, there's probably a platform, some black drapery, maybe some candles lit, and you've got people keeping vigil at a statue that was torn down. And they're just begging for the day that they can put it back up. And you got a lot of people that are willing to say, yeah, well, if this facilitates that, I'd be willing to stomach it. Or they're willing to deny all the facts and go, you know what? Joe knew nothing. He knew nothing. Even though we know documented, he did know. But then you get the people that say, well, his bosses were the ones that should have dealt with that. It's 2019, and we still have to deal with the Joe Paterno story, which unfortunately is the Jerry Sandusky story.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.